Hi everyone, it is Sophia. Welcome to Life on Audio. Today's episode is a gratitude one. I am feeling grateful. I am feeling lucky. I'm feeling happy. Things have just been really working out today. I don't know. I'm just feeling really good, okay? And it's kind of crazy because last week's episode, if you listened to it, I filmed last night or recorded last night. And this is like living proof that life can change so quickly because when I was recording it, I was kind of like, I was feeling a little done and over with life. I was just feeling a little frustrated, a little discouraged. I was like, ugh, I just feel like things aren't going to work out. And I don't know why. It was just, I think it was because I was like at home all day. Well, actually, no, that's a lie. I was not at home all day. Anyways, but I don't know. I kind of just wasn't feeling great that night. And I thought, okay, I'm going to get onto the podcast and I'll record. And it's funny because like the past couple of episodes, I've been doing this thing where I like give this warning that I might not do an episode in the following week because I feel like I'm running out of things to share and like life has been pretty boring. And yet here we are. We have another episode, another week. I just realized I made myself some coffee and I just realized I didn't turn off the coffee machine. So I should probably go do that because there's no reason for it to be on. But I did make a coffee. And usually what I do with my coffee, actually my dad was asking me as I was making it. I don't drink coffee too often. It's more of like a little treat. Funny thing in our house is we have this coffee machine that my mom got for my dad for Christmas one year. And obviously she was like, it's for you, but it was actually not for him because my dad only ever has made coffee, or at least in the time that I've been alive, has only ever made coffee in one specific way. It's with, I don't even know how to explain this. Anyways, it's not with a coffee machine. So he has never once used a coffee machine or shown any interest in using one. And so the fact that she like got him a coffee machine, we all knew he wasn't going to use it because like why would he? But it's a German coffee machine, I believe, or Austrian, something like that. Someone once commented on it in one of my TikToks, so that's how I know about that. And what about the coffee machine? Why did I? Oh, okay. So the funny thing is my mom puts decaf beans in it. So we don't actually have like caffeinated beans. So it's like 4 o'clock and I just made myself a coffee. It's not about like trying to do it for caffeine like most people do. For me, it's really just like a nice little like sweet-ish treat in the afternoon or whenever I'm feeling it. And so I do it every so often where I'm like, okay, I'll make myself a coffee and it's not to caffeinate. It's just for a nice little sweet treat. Because I also feel like with sweet treats, I usually prefer something that's liquid than something that's actually like solid. I mean, sometimes I like a good solid, but for like a regular day, I would prefer to do something sweet. So like we have some alternatives. We have like a poppy. Poppy is sweet enough for me. Or I also have these, they're from like GT Synergy. They are these mushroom drinks. It's hard to explain it, but they're these mushroom drinks. And I like the one that is cola flavored inspired. That's the best one. I got a root beer. It's a little disappointing. I wish I hadn't gotten it. I wish I had just gotten another cola, but that's something that I would drink quite often too. But I wasn't feeling that. I wanted something that was a little bit more creamier, if that makes sense. I don't think that makes sense. But point is, that's what I landed on. And then usually what I do is like, I'll make like the smallest amount of coffee that you can make, put it over ice, then throw in a creamer. We have like flavored creamers and then put milk. But today I was like, I took out the creamer and I was fully going to use it. And then I was like, wait, let me try something different. So I put in maple syrup and then some cream, just regular heavy cream, and then some milk. And then I topped it with pumpkin spices, essentially. I don't know. I thought, you know what? Let's just be unique and, or not unique. Let's be creative. And so I was creative and it's actually really good. So thank goodness for that. Okay. I'm going to turn off the coffee machine and then we're going to be back and we're going to talk about why I'm feeling so great. But yeah, wait, hold on. I don't know if I ever got to this part. Yeah, I think I did. Never mind. I feel like I'm living proof that good things take time. And also if you have a dream, go chase after it because your dreams will actually come true. You just have to be patient and it does take time. That is me. That is who I am. And I feel like this week has just been such a reflection of that. I don't always have this. And that's why many times I feel like I'm more frustrated and discouraged by the whole process of chasing my dreams, whatever my dreams are. Obviously my dreams have changed over time, but chasing whatever dreams I have in the current moment and hoping that something works out. But for some reason, something always works out. It just takes time and I'm not a patient person. So that's my problem there. But yeah, it's crazy how much of a switch up I've had from like yesterday to today. Yesterday wasn't even a bad day. It was just for some reason, by the end of the day, I was kind of like over it. And I was like, wow, is anything ever going to work out for me? And today I'm feeling very hopeful. and I'm like, you know what? Things are going to work out. They are, because things are working out right now and this feels good. So basically, I had an interview yesterday for a temporary position that is in the industry that I want to work in. And as I said, I really, at this point, I'm just looking for a breakthrough role. Like, I am holding out hope that I get a breakthrough role because that's all I need. I just needed someone to take a chance on me, even though I didn't have the experience and education that people are usually looking for in that industry, and believe that I could actually do something good for them and then give me the opportunity. And I kept just like saying this, like I was applying to things and I was like, I just wish that, you know, I could like get an interview because I feel like I could prove myself through that. I mean, interviews are even still hard, but I was just like, if someone just gave me the opportunity, I would absolutely prove myself. I would put like 110% into it. I'd work so hard just to demonstrate that I am capable, even though I don't have what someone is looking for. And I kept saying this, and someone finally took a chance on me. So yeah, I interviewed for this position yesterday, and today I got an email and they said that although I don't have the experience that they were looking for, they think that this would be a really great opportunity for me to get into the industry and to gain that experience. And I think they really just like liked my character, and that's the reason why they decided to go with me instead of saying no to me. So yeah, I have a job for a week. It's a very temporary position, but the point is, this is my breakthrough role. It's not the biggest breakthrough role, but it is a breakthrough role. And what is my dad doing? Sir, oh my God, I thought he was gone. What is he doing? Okay. Anyways, point is, the fact that I even have an opportunity to everyday living at home is such a treat. Anyways, yeah, I have an opportunity. I have a breakthrough role and I'm still a little shell-shocked. I still don't believe it. I'm still like, oh my God, what am I getting myself into? I can't lie. Now that it's like real, I'm like, oh my God, what am I getting myself into? Like, I am doing a full-on career change and now I have an opportunity and I'm like, is this what I really want? But it's a week. I know it's gonna be an incredible experience. I am so nervous. I'm like, wow, I really, really, really have to prove myself because I know they're taking a chance on me and I'm taking a chance on myself by agreeing to this. And I just need to prove myself, and I'm terrified. But I'm determined. I am determined to prove myself, and I'm determined to make the most out of this opportunity so that I can propel myself further in the direction that I want to go into. And I'm so thrilled that someone took a chance on me, like so insanely grateful, because I know that they could have easily looked at my resume and my background and been like, okay, well, that's all nice, but like, that's not what we're looking for, because that's not what they're looking for. But yeah, someone took a chance on me. I don't know how many people listening to this know about this, but if you've ever heard about Art Basel, that's happening in Miami in December. And basically Art Basel is like an art fair that runs for, I think, 5 days in Miami. But along with Art Basel, actual Art Basel, it's this thing called Miami Art Week. And like the main fair that like attracts people is generally Art Basel, but there's a number of satellite fairs as well, like a ton of satellite fairs. I was actually not aware of this until this year when I started doing more research and I was like, whoa, there's this one and there's this one and there's this one. Like, what in the world's going on? And I am going to be working at one of the satellite fairs for a gallery from New York, a New York-based gallery. And I'm basically going to be helping them through the week. I will be helping them with installation and de-installation, and then I'll be helping them when the fair is actually running. So engaging with people, interacting with people, talking about the art and stuff like that. And yeah, I mean, yeah, that's basically my role. It's hard to kind of anticipate exactly what it's going to look like because I've never done something like this before, but I don't know. I'm just feeling so grateful that someone took a chance on me because this is what I needed. And now it's sitting in the palm of my hands and I feel so grateful. So yeah, that's what I'm going to be doing during the first week of December. Looks like I'm booked and busy, at least for a week, but I'm excited about that because then that's something that I can throw onto my resume and add to my cover letters. And hopefully that means gaining a bigger breakthrough opportunity going forward, ideally in New York. Still hooked on the New York idea, but yeah, it just feels like, okay, wait, something's happening finally, because I've been applying to things for a while now. And it's discouraging, especially when you're doing career change and you really don't know if you have any chance of switching over, because it's not a guaranteed thing. It's not like, you know, if I was applying to the industry that I have all of my background in, that I did all my internships in over college, and I was applying to that, I would at least say, well, look, I have a resume full of experience. Someone eventually has to take me because I actually have something to offer them. This is one of those situations situations where it's like, I am aware that I don't have anything to offer that they're looking for, but I promise I have something bigger to offer. And that is my eagerness to work and be in this industry. And I am so willing to prove to someone that I was worth the hire, but I have to first have that opportunity. And I recognize that on paper, there's no reason why someone would hire me. So yeah, feeling very grateful about that. Just a huge thing. And I thought it was going to take longer for them to get back. So I was surprised when I got the email today. And yeah, that's what's going on there. And so it feels good. I feel like I'm still a little like on edge. I don't know why. I'm just like, okay, wait, it's actually happening now. But I'm just grateful. Like, I'm actually just grateful. Okay, the other thing I'm feeling grateful about, I mean, this is something I've just felt grateful about recently, as in like over the past like week or so, as I've like been developing these relationships. But I just am feeling grateful because it's another thing that allows me to do something that I never thought I would be able to do otherwise, is the brand deals that I've been getting and the brands that have also taken a chance on me and provided me with the ability to create content for them. If you asked me, and you guys know if you've been here for a while, if you asked me 4, 5, 6 months ago what my ultimate dream was, I would have told you it was to be a content creator full time, and brand deals would have been part of that. And I never really thought that I would even really have the opportunity to actually experience really having a brand deal. I did 2 brand deals prior to these ones, but I really didn't make much off of those videos. And obviously it was a really amazing opportunity, and I'm grateful that like they took a chance on me too. But point is, I feel like this feels very real. Like, this is one of those situations where I get to have like creative freedom as to like how I'm making these videos and how I share the brand. And that's been really cool because, yeah, I think what I realized, like, I took that other brand deal twice. It was the same company and I really enjoyed working with them, but they had a very specific format as to how the video had to be. You couldn't really like give input and be like, I want to do it this way, or like, this is what I was thinking. And obviously when I like changed my content around, I realized, oh, if I'm going to take a brand deal, I have to take a brand deal with someone who is going to give me creative freedom to create the video how I like to create it, because I have a format and I enjoy the format that I use. And those are the kind of videos I want to make. I don't want to be told like, oh, you have to do it this way or you have to do it that way. So the fact that I am getting brand deals and I'm working with brands that I feel like really align with who I am, like truly align with who I am, it's not like there's any faking, like these are brands that I align with and I have the creative freedom in making these videos, is crazy. And I'm getting paid for it. Like, what in the world? So I feel so grateful. One of them I get to do a long-term partnership with, and I haven't actually filmed the brand deal yet, but I got their product and I'm just like so excited to be working with them. Like, I actually feel so insanely grateful because, first off, I've been manifesting this since March, when I like made that video about me being sober and what I was going to be drinking that night to like make up for the fact that I don't actually like drink alcohol. I've wanted to work with a brand like this for so long. And the fact that I get to work with them for not just like one video, but a couple of different videos over a time period just makes me so excited. I am so excited to be working with this brand and I feel so grateful, especially because they really chased after me. Like, I actually didn't see their first email and so I never responded to it. And then they came at me from all different platforms. They messaged me on TikTok. And honestly, I kind of ignored it because I was like, they said they sent an email, but I didn't see the email. So I was like, what are they talking about? They messaged me on my podcast Instagram, which was so funny that I even checked, because usually I don't check my messages on there because I don't expect that anyone's messaging me. And then they emailed me again. And then I saw that email and I was like, oh my God, thank you so much for bringing this back to my attention, because I actually really do want to work with you. I'm just grateful that these brands took a chance on me, because I know that they're not picking everyone. And also it's like they saw something in me where they thought that I had the capability of doing something good for their brand. And I feel so lucky for that. I hope that this is not the end on that, because I do really enjoy working on that. So grateful for them too. And grateful for the creative freedom. That's so big to me, because yeah, I feel like sometimes, you know, brands come to you and they're like, okay, partner with us, but it has to be exactly like this. And I'm like, oh, but I just know that's not going to really work for me and my audience. Anyways, so grateful for the creative freedom. And lastly, I'm grateful for the people in my life that have supported me on TikTok, the people that listen to my podcast, even though I have no clue who they are. Grateful for you guys. Just the people that have shown up in whatever aspect that they've shown up. I'm also grateful for the people in my like personal life who show up. I don't have a lot of those people, but just anyone who ever sends me support or who's there or who listens to me. Actually, you guys listen to me. So I'm grateful for you guys for listening to me, whether you like it or not. Well, I assume you like it. Obviously, you wouldn't listen if you didn't like it, right? These episodes are pretty long, so why would you sit through it? You wouldn't. But I am very, very grateful to the people who show me love and support in whatever way they do. And I'm grateful to have a platform on TikTok because, well, besides the career stuff, none of this would be possible without you guys. If you follow me on TikTok, I'm like making this assumption that everyone here also knows me from TikTok, but I don't know if that's actually the case. But being able to even do content in the slightest and make any sort of living off of it, even if it's just like a wee little bit, wouldn't be possible if it weren't for having that platform. So I am grateful for that as well. And I just hope that I keep growing in that sense. I think that the one thing that I've always loved about having a platform and having TikTok is the fact that people get to grow with me. And if you follow along with my life over a period of time, you get to watch me grow as an individual. And I think that's so cool. I think it's cool having people on my journey with me who have seen me from, especially like when something big happens, I'm going to be so thrilled for the people who have been on the journey with me for a while because they've really gotten to see me grow and flourish. And I feel like it'll pay off, not just for me. Obviously, it'll pay off for me that something big has happened, but it'll pay off for them too. I don't know. It's a general assumption, but it's just like, I think it's cool when you see someone grow. I mean, I felt that with creators or even just people in my life where I've seen them go from being this person to being an even bigger version of themselves. And you're like, whoa, like you did that. You managed to work up and now you get to live this life. And how insane is that? So yes, feeling very grateful. Today was a good day. Oh, and then the other thing that happened today is it's funny because I got this email and then like shortly after I actually had another kind of meeting interview. This was something I was supposed to do. I mentioned it a couple of times now. It was something I was supposed to do when I was in New York because it was at a lab at NYU or for a lab at NYU. But I finally got to meet with them and basically we were discussing like what I could do in the lab and obviously it would be like volunteer part-time like situation, but that's something that I might be adding to my book as well. I was told that I have to, I mean, I had a really great conversation with her because she actually is also post-grad, graduated in May. So I was asking her about how it's been going and all that. And it was funny, we were both talking about how like we kind of are thinking of doing a PhD, but we don't know if we want to do that. So we were relating on that. But anyway, she said she'd get back to me in terms of like how I could be of help to the lab. But yeah, that might be something that I'm going to do to fill some of my time and also good experience if in the future I do plan to go to grad school or get a PhD in psychology, that kind of grad school. Actually, maybe just grad school in general, honestly, because I am realizing I'm like thinking about applying to grad school for fall of 2025. It's a rough idea, okay? It's not like I've been super serious about actually doing that, but I should get serious because application deadlines are starting to come up. But I do realize like if I'm going to do that, I'm going to need letter of recommendations. And I'm like scratching my brain. I'm like, oh my God, who am I going to ask? Because that's the one thing about me and my college experience. I really did not set myself up to go to grad school. I really didn't. Should have thought about that like 4 years ago when I started college. I really should have. But no, I didn't because I was like, I don't want to do any more school after this. I'm so done with this. And then of course, around the time, once it was too late, I was like, oh, but maybe. And then obviously, every time I look at like grad school applications, it's like three letters of recommendation. I'm like, I don't even know three people who would be willing to write a letter of recommendation for me. So I think if this breakthrough career moment goes well for me, I will ask for a letter of recommendation. I'm like, okay, stipend and please add in a letter of recommendation with that and we're set. So, and then obviously if I do this, maybe I can get a letter of recommendation too. So that would be helpful, definitely. But yeah, anyways, I'm feeling hopeful. I'm feeling good and I'm feeling grateful. Yeah, we'll see if the lab thing works out too. I mean, I was like, I have the time to do it. I might as well. And I did always say that I wish I'd gained, like I worked in a couple of research labs when I was in college, but I feel like I never gained the experience that I wanted to gain out of it to know whether I wanted to do a PhD in the future. And so I was like, if I'm going to consider that route, I need to do more research. And this is an opportunity to do that. It's just weird because I think having parents who are scientists, I have this like very specific vision of what doing research is. And psychology research is very different from that. And so sometimes I'm like, wait, what do you mean you don't want me to come into the lab? Like I was talking to this girl about the lab and all that. And I was kind of like trying to sell myself as being like, well, I'm not in New York right now, but I would like to move there. And like, maybe I was like, this sounds so delusional because it is, but it's also like, I'm kind of determined to make this happen. So I was like, by January 2025, like I would like to be in the city and then I can like join the lab and all that and like come in. And later on, she was like, well, all of this is remote. And I was was like, oh, well, even better than like, sign me up right now. I'll start today. I have time. Like, perfect. Let's just get on with it. But yeah, I was like, I don't know. In my mind, I was like, you have to go in, right? Like, you have to go in. But I guess I don't have to go in. And that's what it's been like for all of my research opportunities. I never had to actually go into the lab. I don't even know if they have like concrete labs, but like I never had to go in to do the work. The first one I worked at, I had classes in that building. I think I went in once for like a lab meeting. And then second one, never had anything in person. We always met remotely. Actually, our manager was living in Alaska. So yeah, like really remote, even though everyone else was on campus. And then this one also, I guess, is remote. So that makes it easier, obviously. But also every time I think like, they're going to half expect me to be there. And then I'm trying to like sell myself as like, oh yeah, I totally relocate for this opportunity, even though it's unpaid and it would be for like 8 hours a week. But anyways, so hoping that works out just because it would be nice to gain that experience and just get a better idea as to, also it's like a really cool, like it's so in line. Actually, the way that I went about this was I sent them my TikToks and I was like, hey, like I know a thing or two about what you study in your lab because I've talked about it on the internet and I've had a lot of videos like blow up on this topic. You guys looking for a research assistant or something like that? that was how it went. Anyways, so yeah, feeling good. I was feeling good until my dad, I was just sitting here and he was like getting ready for work and he like walks over and I was like, oh no, this man's gonna ask me. And I already told him, I was like, I got this position. I talked to the lab. Like I thought he was gonna be like, okay, see, she's doing things very good. Very good, right? He walks over and he's like, what are you doing? Working on your resume or something? And I was like, wow, that hurt working on my resume. Okay, let's not discredit all the work that I'm putting in to try and make something happen for myself. And also, clearly I'm putting in work because today has been a reflection of that. And yet somehow I'm the girl who's sitting on the couch working on her resume. Like, I know that's not a bad thing, but it's just like, I was like, I don't think you understand how much work I put into job applications and stuff like that. Saying that I'm working on my resume is such an insult because first off, I haven't worked on my resume in weeks, actually over a month probably, because I already solidified my resume for all the job applications that I've done. And also, do you think the best thing I'm doing with my life is working on my resume? Like, sir, always a humbling moment. And always getting humbled by my parents. Between him, I think, not taking the whole like, oh, I'm applying to jobs seriously, or not even understanding the concept of applying to jobs, because like, I mean, I know that when my parents decided that they wanted to become professors, they had to apply, but I don't think it looked, I mean, I wouldn't know, but first off, that was quite a while ago. And second off, I think it looked different. It's like, whatever, point is, just doesn't understand. Between him and that, and just like not understanding that I'm actually doing something with my life, even though there aren't necessarily tangible results every single day. And my mom thinking that 50K in an expensive city, like one of the most expensive cities in the United States, is a good starting salary. That really ruined my whole vibe. Also, little update, because I talked about it in my last episode, the Operation Friday Night Plans was a bust. Well, yeah, seems to be a bust because it's been like 36 hours and I haven't heard from him, which kind of makes sense. I wasn't really expecting to hear from him, but thought it could be fun. Also, I'd mentioned him in other episodes, and the way that I always referred to him to my friends was I called him Private Equity Man because he worked in private equity. And I had a moment where I was like, you know, like Pookie and Jet, like Jet is like private equity husband, influencer wife. I was like, oh my God, I could like cosplay that for a night. Like, how fun. It's not happening. I'm not finding my private equity man, husband, anything, human being. So it's just gonna be me here. Also, I'm like a fourth influencer in any way, like not full on. But it's okay because at least career stuff is working out. It's funny because I texted Christine and I was like, yeah, like Operation Friday Night Plans is a bust. And she was like, oh no, he didn't respond. And I was like, no. And I was like, well, RIP him. You were good to me. And she was like, it's okay. Better is coming or something like that. Or the next one is going to be, or something like that. Something about better things coming or better things already happening. And I was like, well, there is no better. Like that was it in that department. But then I was like, you know what? Better is jumpstarting my career finally after months of conceptualizing how I was going to make that happen. So that's better. I will say that's better. So yeah, It's a good thing. Actually, that is so much better, guys. What? If I'm taking career and man and I'm balancing them on either hand, it's going to be career over man, because at least a career won't betray me. Anyways, I think that was really all that I wanted to talk about in this episode. You know, I did just record yesterday, so besides the exciting things that happened today, not much else has happened. But yeah, I don't know. It's just, it's weird. I'm like starting to picture, I feel like I shouldn't be picturing my future, but I'm starting to picture my future and I'm like, there's hope. There's actually hope for me. There's hope that everything works out, that my dreams come true. I guess in theory, it's like my dreams are coming true. Slowly but surely, but they are. So that feels good. Also, I mentioned to my dad, I was like, well, you know, maybe I'll just risk it all and move to New York City. My fun little plan that I get closer and closer to. Actually, I made a TikTok on my second account about this and I got like 15 different comments from people and everyone was like, you should do it. It's a good idea. I did it and it was so worth it, blah, blah. And I'm like, wait, you guys think this is actually a good idea? You think I should do this? So now people are backing me. Now I'm like, whoa, I have support from internet strangers. Maybe I should do it. Anyways, point is, I like, you know, jokingly mentioned it to my dad, except not so jokingly because I'm getting more and more serious every day. And he was like, oh, I don't think that, just his whole reaction was like, that's not a good idea. So I'm gonna have to work on that, because when my dad doesn't think it's a good idea, there's no way of like proving him otherwise, even though I'm like, it has, again, nothing to do with you. Anyways, I stay delusional. I was actually literally talking about this with the girly from the lab. I was like, yeah, I'm very delusional. And she was like, no, that's a good thing. And I was like, yeah, it is actually a good thing. It's gotten me places, so I would call it a good thing. Whoa, this is a really short episode. Why am I just realizing this? I feel like I have to come up with like something else to talk about, because this is way shorter than I thought it was going to be. But unfortunately, I don't think I can really entertain because I just don't have much else to say. All right, well, unfortunately, I really can't think of anything else to share that would be remotely interesting to any of you. So thank you so much for listening. Oh, wait, I have something to say. So I know this might sound weird. I'm sorry that it does sound weird. If it sounds weird, but I use this platform to, God, how do I even explain this? Why is it so hard for me to explain this? It's not. I use this platform to post my podcast episodes, if that makes sense. So it's like, you're probably listening to me on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or something like that, but that's not the platform. Like, I don't post it directly to Spotify or Apple Podcasts. I use this middleman platform, and basically this middleman platform gives me all the statistics on my podcast and like how many people are listening to it each day. And like, I mean, that's honestly the main thing that I look at. But another thing that it gives me is people's location. So like where people are located that are listening to me. And I've noticed, it's interesting, I have people like all over the world, which is kind of insane, because I'm like, how would someone in Seoul, South Korea, know about my podcast? I'm confused, but I'm also intrigued. Hi. Also, it's really cool when it's like a place that I've visited. So it's like, I have like Sydney, Australia sometimes. I have Seoul. I think I've had Singapore a couple of times too. I don't know if I've had anyone in Japan. I can't remember, but I remember like seeing people in Australia and I was like, I've been to that city before. Been to your city. Hey. Okay. Anyways, point is, I've realized recently I have a lot of listeners from Germany, specifically Würzburg. Why did that sound so off? Sorry. Well, that's embarrassing. I really thought I was going to be able to come on here and say the name properly. Anyways, fun fact, my mom went to university in Würzburg. Würzburg. So every time I see it, I'm like, oh my gosh, represent. I've never been. Unfortunately, when we go to Germany, we only go visit my Oma and my aunt and cousins. So I don't really get to, the only other place I've been to is Munich. That's about it. But one day I'll be able to like properly travel. And I'm still determined to live there, but I don't, you know, with how life has been going, I really have no clue when that would be. One day though, hopefully sometime, even if it's just for a couple of months, like give me a couple months in Germany and I'll be good. I was actually looking at like master's programs in Germany, but unfortunately for what I want to study, if I were to do a master's in the fall, it would have to be, well, obviously it has to be in English because I am not fluent in German. And I mean, I guess I could study it, but I don't think I would get to the point where I'm like really ready to study in German. But there is a university, it's actually in Frankfurt, I think. There's a university that offers exactly like what I want to study, which is amazing, but it's, I think, a hybrid between English and German. And I just think that would be so cool. Like, I would have loved to do my master's. I was actually talking about that when I came back from Germany. I was like, I want to do my master's in Germany, but that was before I even knew that I wanted to do this career change. And I actually wanted to study something completely different if I was going to get a master's. So yeah, that's the tricky part, because I would love to study in Germany. I would love to have that opportunity, because then I could be there for like a year or 2 years. years and really get the experience, but I don't think that's happening. With that being said, I am still kind of hoping that maybe I'm going to try and apply to programs in Europe. I mean, specifically the UK, because, you know, they speak English there, but I have yet to look around whether any other countries offer master's degrees in what I want to study in English. Not exactly expecting it, but, you know, who knows? You never know what you'll find when you do some research. So yeah, I think it would be really cool, like, to have that opportunity. Obviously, I was initially just looking at like master's programs in the United States because I was like, oh, I'll just stay here. But first off, they're so expensive. Second off, I do really want to spend time in Europe, and that would be the way to do it. If I was going to do it anyway, it would be that. So we'll see. I also am like really not dead set on the fact that I'm going to like do a master's. I keep talking about it, but I'm like, I'm clearly not serious enough because I haven't even like tried to like look at applications and like try and start like, I don't know, writing an essay or whatever I have to write for them. So maybe one day I'll get serious, but it might not be this year. So I might have to wait until next year to apply. And honestly, that probably would be the better case, because then at least like I'm really dead set on the fact that I want to study that. But then I also think about it and I'm like, whoa, like if I do that, I'm going to be 26 years old when I graduate. And I know that's how like higher education works. Like you have to invest time in it. I can't just be like, oh, it's fine. Like I'll get a master's in like 2 months. Like that's not happening. But the concept of like, I don't know, it just, I'm so conflicted about that because I'm like, I know it'll be worth it once I do it. And I know there's a reason why I feel that I should do it. But the concept of age and how you spend, I don't know, I guess I thought like in my 20s, I'd just be working. It's like, I want to study, but I don't like the concept of like how many years studying takes, because I've already invested like 4 years of my adult life. And I thought, okay, 4 years, we're done. But then I'm also like, wait, but I want to get a PhD is even longer. Okay. PhD is like significantly longer, like 3 times longer, at least 2 times longer, but probably more like 3 times longer. So that's essentially all of my 20s. I'm already missing the application cycle for PhDs this year. So if I were to get a PhD, were to apply to PhD programs, it would be next year. So then when I would start, I'd be 24. And then let's say it takes me 5 years and I'm 29. I'm 29 years old. And then I can graduate. Okay. Yay. See, I'm not sure whether I'm rocking with that. I'm not. See, in my mind, there's like a fast track to getting a PhD, but in reality, there's not. So, and even with a master's, it's like 2 years. 2 years is a long time. You know, it is and it isn't, but it is a long time. And here I am thinking I'll have my life figured out by the time I'm 25. If I were to start a program in the fall, I'd be 23. I'd graduate just before my 25th birthday. So not the worst, but it's still, I'm like, whoa, that's 2 years of my life. But it's like, it's not like I'm going to stop living because I'm getting more education. It's not like life ended when I went to school. In fact, life was fun when I was in school. I mean, you know, ups and downs, but like I had some fun experiences. So it's not like I'm going to stop living life, but I don't know. It's hard for me to like not let go of the fact that years get sucked into higher education or getting another degree. But also I'm like, what else am I going to do? You know, if I want to move forward with that career path, I have one option, and it is to get another degree. So probably should get a move on that if that's something I'm thinking of doing. But it's so hard because I feel like I don't fully know yet. That's why I'm so eager to gain experience. And thank goodness someone's taking a chance on me, because now I actually get to gain experience. But yeah, I think about that a lot, where I'm just like, yes, I'm so for it, but time is weird. And I don't know why I make such a big deal out of it. Like once I'm in it, it's probably going to be a good thing. It's fine that I'm not, I don't know. I don't know what my real reservation about it is, but it always just feels so strange. I'm like, more time? Then I'm like, really? I don't know. I feel like 25 is old, but 25 is not old. If I look at my parents got married at, my dad got his first real job when he was 40, first off. Second off, got married at like 41. Third off, had a child at 41. And he's fine. He's totally fine. He's more than fine, I think. Personally, he seems more than fine to me. I mean, he has absolutely no problem humbling me in my job search. So why am I so panicked? I don't know. Like, I'm so lucky in a sense that I have like my role models and like my first contact with the world, aka my parents, are people who didn't do everything super early. So I don't feel the pressure to like have everything done super early, if that makes sense. Like, not that I'm saying that there's something bad about that. There's not. I mean, at the same time, sometimes I'm like, if I could get married now, like, cool, that would be easy. but I just feel personally like I need to figure things out quicker. I think because I've looked at my parents and I'm like, okay, cool that you like, you took your time, and obviously you had to take your time because you both got PhDs and that takes a lot of time and stuff like that. Like, I mean, my dad started his PhD at 22 or 21, maybe. He was either 21 or 22 when he moved to the United States to do his PhD. And still, he was 40 when he got his first real job as like a professor, if that makes sense. Like, obviously, after you finish your PhD, then you become a postdoc, but a postdoc is still considered like training. You're still in training. It's like when you're a doctor and you're like an intern or a resident, like that's still kind of your training. In theory, you're getting paid and stuff like that, but you're not there yet. So I shouldn't feel panicked if I look at my parents' timeline, but I think because I look at their timeline, I'm like, I don't want that for myself. I want to experience those things sooner in life. And also like thinking about, you know, involving my parents in my life, I'm like, they're now on the older side for parents. So like, if I want to include them in like my wedding or me having children, I would have to like get a move on. Like, I don't exactly have the luxury to wait until I'm 41 to do all of that, because at that point my parents would be in their 80s. They'd be in their 80s. Guys, they'd be in their 80s. Then no one's walking me down the aisle. To be fair, I don't know if I want my parents to walk me down the aisle, but the point is like, yeah, so like, got to get a move on with that if I want to include them in that. But, you know, I also am kind of like, I don't really know. You know, I think the main thing I think about a lot is like marriage. Like, when am I going to get married? And I feel like realistically, I think like 30, but I won't lie, I would be open to marriage once I turn 25. And like, sometimes I think about it and I'm like, yeah, I mean, it seems kind of ideal. Like, I just need my frontal lobe to be developed. That's my one criteria for getting married. Obviously, like, find the right person. But I'm like, if I found the right person and at 25 they were in my life, I'd be open to getting married around that time, regardless of where I am in my life. Obviously, I always thought like, oh, I'd be very established career wise. But it's like, if I found the person, like if Prince Charming, I always say this, if Prince Charming fell on my doorstep today, I'm 22 now, and I was like, you're the one, I would essentially date until I was 25. And then at 25, I'd be like, okay, and now I'm ready to get married, because I know, like, I'm confident that this is the person. So I really wouldn't mind that. But then I'm like, looking at my love life, and I'm like, have y'all seen that thing? That does not look like a love life that's going to get me married at 25. It looks like a love life that's going to leave me single for the rest of my life. But okay, if we're being more realistic, I feel like 30 is usually like the age that people expect that they're, not everyone, but like, if you are very like career oriented and you're like, okay, I know that I want to get married at some point, but I also realize like I need time to like build up and like experience my life before I do that. I think a lot of people generally think like 30 is the ideal age. But again, I personally wouldn't mind doing it earlier. I feel like I've had enough dating experiences and stuff like that. I don't feel like I would be missing out on life if I found like a life partner in like 3 years from now, or like I committed to a life partner in 3 years from now. But also, again, like, that's like wishful thinking. I'm sitting here and I'm like, you wish that could be your life. Anyways, I feel like there's no way of telling. I feel like that's a weird thing about life. You never know where it's going to take you. And when I say this, when I'm like, it's never going to happen for me, I'm like secretly hoping that the universe is listening to that and they're like, haha, she's going to be fooled. But in my mind, I'm like, I hope I'm fooled. Like, I hope I'm actually saying all of this and like, that's not the case. But that's probably not the way to think, because people are always like, it happens when you least expect it. But it's like, what if I'm not like fully expecting it, but delusionally I'm expecting it? Delusionally, I'm like, okay, if I keep like saying the right things, then like it's actually going to happen for me. But, you know, so far I haven't really seen that happen. So I don't know, maybe I should start actually being super open about it and being like, I'm going to get married by 25, and just like put it out in the universe and just tell everyone. Just the way that I was like, I'm going to be a content creator after college. Maybe I need to start doing that. Just being like really open. People are like, what is she talking about? Like, she doesn't even have a boyfriend. And then maybe it does work out. But also, to be fair, like, I'm looking at my life right now and I'm like, there's quite literally no way, unfortunately. But there's no way. There's actually no. I mean, I don't leave the house, okay? That's really wishful thinking. I'm not even saying that because I'm like, oh, it could never happen. Like, I could never meet someone. It's like, I don't leave the house. I could never meet someone unless someone comes to my doorstep. Again, you know, if Prince Charming wants to like knock on the door right now, I'll happily like open up and be like, hey, so glad you're finally here. I've been waiting. But like, is that going to happen? No, that's not a realistic way to think. So I'll be realistic with that. I'll be delusional with everything else, but I'll be realistic with that. Also, I want to know something random, but I guess while we're at it, my family and I go to this specific Chinese restaurant every so often because they have dim sum, and it's kind of rare to find dim sum in Miami, but we found it, thank goodness. Anyways, we went yesterday, and I always get so excited about opening up the fortune cookie because a while back, like a couple months ago, I don't even remember when this was, but anyways, a couple months ago, my mom and I went, and when I opened up the fortune cookie, it was like something about trusting the journey that I'm on. And it was just like so spoke to me. Like, I love when a fortune cookie message speaks to me, because I'm like, call it fate. I'm kind of like, the universe is speaking to me. Like, this is a sign. I have this like notebook called, it's like a little dream journal, in the sense it's kind of a random journal. But the point is, I started it with like putting in all of my dreams and kind of like trying to conceptualize like how I was going to make my dreams happen. And I just throw random things in there. Like, if I talk to someone and they give me some advice on like my career change, for example, like I'll write down the notes in there. But I also like have these fortune cookies that I like put, or fortune cookie messages that I put in. So I had actually collected two, the one from yesterday and the one from whenever I was there last, probably a couple months ago actually. And I just glued them in, and they're like obviously speaking to me. Also, fun fact, I don't know where it is, but one time I was actually with Christine, we went to get dim sum in LA. This was back in, I want to say, February. And yeah, we went to this dim sum restaurant and got the fortune cookie at the end. And it was so weird, because for some reason that day, like the word success was really like, I definitely talked about this in whatever episode I recorded around that time, but the word success kept coming up in my mind in different formats. I don't remember how it started, but I just like kept thinking about the word success. And then we went to this restaurant that day, and my message was like something about success finding me, or like it had the word success in it. And I was like, oh my God, like my brain has constantly been producing this word today, and I've been seeing all this stuff about like success. And what is this? What is this? What is this message? So yeah, anyways, I glued them in there, and I love my little fortune cookie messages. I am so the person who's like, it's a sign, it's a sign. And you know what? I think that's the way to take it, because sometimes it doesn't feel like there are really too many. I think especially with the journey that I'm on, and probably anyone else who's like in a similar position to me, it's very rare to have tangible results. And what you really need to feel like you're holding on to something is tangible results. And so you have to find other things to hold on to in the process, because sometimes it feels like you just keep applying yourself to something, or you keep throwing yourself at something, shooting your shot, whatever it is, hoping that it's going to work out, and you're getting absolutely nothing. And you're like, is it ever going to happen? And that's when you have to find other pieces of things. I don't know how to explain this. Other things to grasp onto, to feel as if you are moving forward, even though you don't have the tangible results that you need to really feel that. And me and my little fortune cookie messages are that. Makes me feel like at least something's happening. So anyways, love them. Now it's like 5 p.m. and I'm like, I don't know what I should do, because obviously my whole plan was to like apply to more stuff. But now I'm like, okay, I have something coming up and I want to have it in my resume. I can keep applying to things. I will keep applying to things. Like if I see positions that I feel are a good fit, I'll apply to them. But I'm like, it'll also be nice to have that on my resume, because then it gives me a leg up. Then I finally have something to show. So for now, I'm just kind of like, okay, now what? I actually need to work on those brand deals. I need to create scripts for the next two videos. So that's something to work on. Something I've been kind of putting off, but I'm like, probably should do that, because one of them is due next Monday. One of them is actually supposed to go up tomorrow. Oh, wait, hold on. Yeah, one of them is supposed to go up tomorrow. And then the other one is due, the draft is due next Monday. So I probably should start working on that, because it's not too far off. It's like in 5 days. And then after that, what's happening after that? Oh, and then I wanted to film the other one probably tomorrow. So anyways, I think sometimes it's difficult, because it's like, I like to think that like everyone's gonna be out of the house. I'm like, perfect. I have like today probably would have been a really great day to do it, but I didn't mentally prep to do it. But I'm kind of like, maybe I should, but I also didn't mentally prep. You know, I was like, I'm gonna do it on Thursday, but anyways, it's fine. And then Friday, I think I'm gonna try and get out, because I haven't gotten out of the house in a couple of days. Well, technically I went out yesterday to this Chinese restaurant, but that wasn't going too far. So I think Friday I'll try and do like a day to myself. Except what am I gonna do? Oh, I know what I could do. I could do the usual thing that I do when I try and get out of the house. I haven't done it in a while. It's been like 3 months since I've done something like that. It's crazy how much time, like how quick time passes. Sometimes it doesn't feel like it passes that quickly, but then I think about it and I'm like, wait, what's the last time I did something that I like to do? You know, a certain thing, like I'm thinking of a certain thing and I'm like, wow, it's already been a while. Like also I'm thinking about like, you know, I still think about like, oh, like I went on my San Diego trip and my New York trip and it feels like so long ago, but then I'm like, it's not even that long ago, but it does feel like so much time has passed since. And it has, in a way. I mean, I came back from New York over 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks. Hold on. I think it's 3 weeks ago now. No, there's no way. 2 weeks ago. Wow. Okay. 2 weeks ago. And then I feel like that. I'm like, there's no way. It doesn't feel like that long ago when I say the numbers, but it feels like forever ago. But then, yeah, I was like thinking about there's this one specific neighborhood I really like going to in Miami. And I like try and do this when I was back home, like when I would come back home from college, I would try and do it at least once in the time that I was there. It was something I discovered while I was like living in Miami, while I was at the University of Miami. I discovered like, oh, I can do these like solo dates and it's the neighborhood and I really enjoy it. And then I did it once, I think back in maybe August, maybe even July. It must have been August though. No, could have been July. So I did that and I haven't done it since, which is crazy. Anyways, life is just happening. It's just happening. And I hope it keeps happening, obviously. But okay, anyways, I think that's pretty much all I have to say now. Now that I've gotten everything off of my chest, thank you so much for listening. I guess this episode was a little longer than I thought it was initially going to be, but good. Glad we got this done and over with. Not done and over with. I'm glad we discussed this. I'm glad we had this time together. And I will see you guys, who knows, in my episode next week. If not, I don't know, sometime. Okay, bye. Love you all.